Jesus told us in the Word, the whole Word of God is Jesus, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your ways are leading to death, Lutherans. The Bible says, repent, and it says, come out. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You're not going to be received by God on Judgment Day as you have the fruit of a false convert. You have a fruit of false religion. You have worldliness all over you. You're not going to be received by a holy Savior that sends the Word and the Spirit to convict you and guide you. What are you being guided by? I read my Bible. You're not being guided by the Word of God. You're being guided by traditions of men. What traditions of men lead you to God, neighbor? Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies? How about being worldly and carnal and so-called of the things of God? What traditions of man are going to lead you to the truth? I see not one man has brought a Bible. The pastor tried to intimidate me to stop preaching, but I know better to not engage false heretic hirelings. There will be a testing up on the internet to expose your church system. You can look up for the videos, the audios, and a testing why you're unbiblical, why you're not of God, why you ignore the truth of God to keep your sin and your flesh. So there will be a testing up at don'tperish.com with video and audio. Why? We don't make money. We don't take money like your hireling pastors and your feminist lady pastor. We don't want your money. We actually support ourselves and provide for ourselves. There's going to be a testing up to expose the hireling pastor because we love our neighbor and we want you to know the truth. You're going to lose your soul. You're not walking in spirit and truth, and Jesus said that's the only way you can find eternal life. You're not exhibiting the fruits of a born-again believer. God forgives those who repent and obey him, man. You won't be forgiven because you live in sin. You live in your pride. You live in your vanity. You live in your carnality and your worldliness. There's the modern pastor walking away. Let's get that. So Jesus said, go, lift up your voice. They were using amplifiers, lifting up their voice. I don't even have my amp on today. And the watchman in Ezekiel 33 is told to warn. We warned you, Lutherans. You're not born of God by your fruit. You love the things of the world. In a few weeks, you'll all be rushing from your church services to watch the idolatrous, covetous Packers. Or maybe the Vikings, some of you. You're this close to Minnesota. I used to do that. I'm no better than you. But I am different and changed by the biblical gospel that transforms your heart, your mind, your life. Now you walk in holiness and righteousness. The Lutherans don't know holiness and righteousness. Look at, it's more important to pack up all of the fleshly instruments than to open a Bible. This man seems real close to the pastor. Hey, sir, you got a Bible? You want to open it up and talk about the Lutheran faith? He looked like he was kind of close to the pastor, acting like a bodyguard maybe. Getting in between or watching over the pastor like as if I'm some kind of physical threat. No physical threat here. But I'll tell you what, we're a threat to the false ways of man-made religion. We're a threat to your heretic system. Deceiving young people. Let's talk about this. You deceive children. That would be anybody that is considered God's people. Jesus said it'd be better if a millstone be around your neck and you be cast into the sea than when you deceive little ones. You're all deceiving young people. You're deceiving anyone who might be of God. No Bible, huh, sir? I'll just stand here and wait for a while. The last trickling men are around, waiting for any man to bring a Bible. We preach the gospel. How? Let's talk about Luther. Luther believed in killing Jews, drowning them with a rock. We have his quotes. Luther believed in killing the peasants in Germany. Luther believed you can sin all you want, sin boldly, because of what Jesus did. How about some Bible verses, sir, to defend Martin Luther? Faith alone? What Bible verse says faith alone, sir? Are you a Revelation 21:8 coward, sir? You won't inherit the kingdom of God. You can't give an answer. You must be a coward. You go to this church system, you're close to the pastor, but you don't have a biblical answer. Look at him putting that big speaker down. I know lifting up your voice isn't a problem. Look at their big giant speakers, about 3 feet across, several of them. But yet I'm told I'm rowdy if I lift up my voice. Jesus said, what I tell you in your ear, preach from the rooftops. How about you, sir? Are you a Revelation 21:8 coward? Can you bring your Bible? Do you want to open the scriptures? Do you want to show me anything I've said is wrong? I'll take that as a no as he walks away. So we're just waiting for the last stragglers. They're all gone. They're packing up their musical fleshly equipment that God never ordained for the New Testament body. See, in the Old Testament, a brother of mine just did a teaching on this. In the Old Testament, you use fleshly instruments because you're spiritually dead. Maybe that applies to you today. Probably so. Still not biblical to do it. In the New Testament, we, the temple of God, the people of God, we are the instrument. And we thump our hearts and we make a melody to God. We don't need instruments. We don't need all the fleshly ways that you do in these church services. We don't need your pagan holidays. We don't need your feminization with your lady pastor. We don't need mean-spiritedness in your corrupt pastor who didn't even want to come and bring a Bible, but he wanted to get in my face and run me off. Still waiting for him to bring a Bible. I'm a patient man. I do need to work on my patience, so I'll try even harder here. Maybe he went to get his Bible. What do you think, brothers and sisters? Maybe the modern pastor, the reverend with the white collar, that's nowhere to be seen in scripture. Maybe he went to get his Bible. We're going to wait a little longer. So we waited. They're just closing up their music fest. There's no doubt they called the police on us, but guess what? Been preaching in this town. The police actually know us. And they probably said, is it tunic wearing people with a head covered woman? Yeah. What are they doing? They're on a sidewalk. And the cops said, we know them. They're peaceful. There's nothing we can do. Until they come on your property or threaten you, you can't get rid of us. I love that. We walk in God's ways and the laws of man, and you can't get rid of us. So we waited long enough. The modern pastor went and hid. He's probably getting counsel from the feminist lady pastor on how to handle this. How wicked and corrupt. Last thing we'll talk about. You guys know the story of Eve in the garden. A woman, I can talk about it because Paul did. A woman listens to Satan and takes the earth with her husband, he was in fault too, into sin. Yet you guys have replaced a woman in leadership. Paul said because the woman fell, she won't lead or usurp authority. You, modern lunatic Lutheran church systems, you install a woman over God's authority. It's another one of those where they go back to what God did away with and never ordained from the beginning. So our work is done here today. We lifted up the gospel. We preach the truth. Praise God. Thanks for faithful brothers and sisters that stand. We hope these folks repent to the saving of their soul. Judgment day is coming. Don't trample the goodness of Jesus Christ. Read Romans 11 about his severity. Wrath is coming. Repent, Lutherans, or lose your souls.